Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump quickly came under fire from his GOP rivals on Wednesday night as the 11 candidates sparred in the second scheduled debate in the 2015 presidential contest. Trump was the center of attention right from the get-go at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, with moderator Jake Tapper asking his opponents to comment on whether the candidate should be trusted with nuclear codes if elected. Several of the candidates promptly took the opportunity to take a swipe at the reality TV star. "Do we want someone with this kind of careless language to be negotiating with Iran?" Kentucky Senator Rand Paul asked, also criticizing Trump for singling out people for their physical looks. "I never attacked him on his looks," Trump fired back, "and believe me, there's plenty of subject matter." Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, meanwhile, took a shot of his own. "We don't need an apprentice in the White House. We have one right now," only to be attacked by Trump for his low poll ratings. But former Hewlett-Packard chief executive Carly Fiorina got in perhaps the most meaningful jab. Invited to respond to Trump's critical remarks in a Rolling Stone interview about her appearance, remarks that Trump has said were in reference to her persona, Fiorina said, "I think women all over this country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said," to sustained applause. Trump could only reply that he thought Fiorina was very beautiful. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, one of Trump's closest rivals, bickered with the real estate magnate over Florida's refusal to approve casino gambling, something Bush said Trump had pushed for, but Trump denied. "More energy tonight, I like that," Trump smirked at one point. The debate focused on foreign policy early on. Several of the candidates condemned the nuclear deal with Iran promoted by President Barack Obama, but opposed by a majority of Republicans and some Democrats. Texas Senator Ted Cruz expressed his anger at the folly of negotiating with Iran's leaders. "If I'm president, no theocratic Ayatollah who chants death to America would ever be allowed to get a nuclear weapon," he said. Only Ohio Governor John Kasich defended the attempt to build an international coalition to prevent Iran from getting the bomb. "We can project across this globe with unity, not just do it alone," he said. Trump touted his ability to build relationships with world leaders, both friends and perceived foes. "I would get along, I think, with Putin," he said. "Between that, Ukraine, and all the other problems, we wouldn't have the kind of problems we have right now." On domestic issues, the candidates broadly espoused pro-life views and castigated Planned Parenthood, the federally funded women's health provider that has been criticized over a series of videos released by conservative activists purporting to show the illegal sale of aborted fetuses, and Congress for its inability to defund the group. Cruz said Planned Parenthood was an ongoing criminal enterprise, while Christie turned the heat on Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton as being in favor of the systemic murder of aborted fetuses. Fiorina got a round of applause condemning videos that she said showed people attempting to harvest the brain of an unborn child. The debate also turned to immigration, a topic on which Trump has stirred up controversy for suggesting illegal immigrants should be deported and pledging to build a wall along the 1,900-mile border with Mexico. Trump outlined again his plan to build the border wall and remove what he called the bad dudes in the U.S. illegally. But Bush took on Trump once again for suggesting his views on immigration were influenced by his Mexican wife, urging him to apologize to her directly. Trump demurred. "We're at a crossroads right now," said Bush, who backs a path for illegal immigrants to gain legal status. "Are we going to take the Reagan approach, the hopeful, optimistic approach," he said, "or the Donald Trump approach that says everything is bad, that everything is coming to an end? I'm on the Reagan side of this." "He's weak on immigration," countered Trump. "He doesn't get my vote." The evening began with each candidate introducing themselves to the television audience. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee took a jab at Clinton and described Trump as the Mr. T of the race, willing to call anyone a fool. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, meanwhile, made a self-deprecating joke about remembering to bring water, a reference to his dry-mouth performance in the GOP's response to President Obama's State of the Union address in 2013. Earlier in the evening, lower polling candidates sparred in the so-called undercard debate. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham was judged to have excelled over fellow candidates Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, and former New York Governor George Pataki in the debate, touting his ability to bring parties together by pledging to drink more with them on his first day in office.